Hello, hello, and welcome back to the 2020 Vision Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Divine, and let's get right to it. So, today I'm going to do a Bible study, and I've been focusing on the fruit of self-control. For those who don't know where that is in the scripture, it's in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. Now, I've got three sections to talk about, but it's going to take a while. So I decided that each episode will have its own section. So today we're going to focus on the first section, which is self-control and God. That's basically a subtitle, so write that down if you have your notebooks and get your Bible ready, because we are going to start learning. So to start off, I have this declaration that is very important that every Christian should say, at least when you wake up in the morning, or when you're going through a certain temptation, or if you feel like it's needed to be said. I always say that I will grow in self-control, and I allow the Spirit to subdue my desires. Meditate it, repeat it, say it, declare it, say it out loud. Because the devil hates it when you speak stuff of God out loud, because it's like it's disturbing him, it's distracting him, and that's what we need to be doing. We need to distract the devil. We can't allow it to overcome us, you know, like through that self-control. When we have self-control within God, within the Holy Spirit, we are able to control our desires away from the devil's touch, away from our flesh touch, if that makes sense. So let's get right into it. Without self-control, it is impossible to succeed in life. Having lack of self-control will destroy aspects of your life, which include overeating. Overeating was very interesting because apparently if you have a certain problem, or if you just can't stop, like you can't stop eating, that is a problem, because you're not controlling your flesh to eat a certain amount of portions that you're meant to be having. But it's something that could be worked through with Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Another one is greed. We see it everywhere with money, with, well, mainly money, but you know, people that don't share, people that don't want to you know, help people out. That is greed. It's really bad. It's actually a sin. Like, all the things I'm gonna list out are basically a forms of sin. So being drunk, I have no problem with drinking. However, you control yourself. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you are drinking too much, where you lose your control of your body and you just allow other people to use you. That is how the devil takes in, through the spirit. The spirit of alcohol is very, very strong. When you take too much and you basically feel lightheaded and you can't feel anything that's happening in your life, you're just continually walking, not even walking, you're walking like a penguin, and you're trying to balance yourself, but you can't because you're so lightheaded. And then it leads to so many mistakes, so many problems that I've seen on Twitter. There was a girl who shared her testimony, and she said she talked about how drinking ruined her life, because she was like this party girl who always go out and drink with her friends and always don't remember the next morning. But remember that even though you try to control yourself, you know you can't control yourself under the influence of alcohol, because it's strong, like depending on what you're drinking. But in my opinion, it's very, 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 very dangerous to drink a lot. If you know you are lightweight, just don't drink at all. Please don't ruin yourself. But if you want to try, sure, you can try, but don't, you know, drink too much to impress your friends. Just do it because you want to enjoy yourself, but then don't overdo it. Do you get me? What's next? Drug abuse. Like nowadays, you see people using Smart Whip. I don't know if it's a drug because I haven't used it myself. However, I know it is dangerous. I have seen people use at least 10, is it a bottle or a container? I don't know, but 10 of them are Smart Whip, and they can do it without no problem. And I'm looking at that person. I'm like, are you okay? Like, are you sure you can handle all that? Because I actually have seen all over Twitter, all over TikTok, all over Insta that people has went to the hospital to sort out this problem. And it's frustrating because why would you continue to put yourself in that area? Like, you shouldn't put yourself in that area. But I just pray for anyone that is not suffering but has an addiction with drug abuse. I pray that you be set free in the name of Jesus. Next is emotional outbursts. With that, is very important. Like, if you look in the story of Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4, you will see how Cain acted against Abel. So that is a definition of lack of self-control, that even God told him before that if you do not control your desires, sin will come to your door and you have no choice but accept a sin. However, if you think about it, if you stop and think and just calm down, you are able to see things in a different light. I think if Cain wasn't so blinded by anger, he will be able to see what God was trying to tell him, and then he will try to, like, maybe ask for advice from Abel, or try to, you know, communicate, try to be close, you know, something, because it seemed like Cain hated his brother all his life, even though he was the oldest. But I don't know, that story is very, very, very short, but I do recommend reading that chapter to understand how lack control can actually affect your life. And last one is sexual things. For example, those who suffer from lust or masturbation or pornography, stuff like that. Yeah, lack of control of not being able to stop is a problem. However, you know, you are able to overcome it in Jesus' name. So I'm going to place all the Bible studies, all the Bible verses, in the description, and you can study it for yourself and start to understand of what I'm actually going to say and understand of what everything's going through. So to prevent the lack of self-control, so to gain self-control, it will basically help you to stay alert and ready for any situation. It will help to remain faithful and to be able to pray more and to protect us and to keep us strong away from the desires of the flesh. Okay, We need to be able to allow the desire of the spirit to work through us and not the desires of the flesh. The flesh is bad. The flesh is of the world. We are not of the world. Okay? So, we're going to go into the first section of what I wrote down. Bear with me. It's quite a lot, but it's something that is very, very dear to me. So, just to sum up self-control and God, keep in mind that God is the root and we just bear the fruit. So that's why it's important to bear this, the fruit of the Spirit. So if you go to Galatians chapter 5, 22, 23, those are the fruits of the Spirit that we need to obtain as a Christian. And just by bearing that fruit will help us live our life in a way better way as a Christian. I won't say that me personally, I've got some areas to work on because I know we're human. I know we have flaws. I know it's not easy, but we're able to overcome the things that are trying to control us. We are able. And I just want to give encouragement to those that who feels like they can't stop, but I'm telling you, you can stop. Like you actually have the power to stop. And I pray that it will happen in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this first subsection, I will say, because this is all in the same section of self-control and God. So recommended verses will be Ephesians chapter 1:11 and Philippians chapter 3:20-21. So this tells us that God is a sovereign and in control of all things. Sovereign and control of all things. Everything. God's in control of everything. God is already in control, because he is perfect in holiness and righteousness. Let that sink in, guys. Let that sink in. Why are we worrying to control our life when we can allow God to show us the path where we're meant to go? Like the Bible says in the book of Psalms 23, unfortunately, I don't remember the verse, but it says, me paraphrasing it, he leads us to the path of righteousness. It says here, he is perfect in holiness and righteousness. So in order to live in the way that we need to live of God, of a model of Jesus, we need to live in holiness and in righteousness. We need to follow the path that shows the light of our future, the light of the world, the light of the visions that, and the revelations that you're going to receive that is going to show goodness in your life. Like, we need to receive it. We need to be able to receive it. And we need to be able to allow God to take over. Because if we don't, we're just going to try to do everything by ourselves. You know, the Bible says that it's not by my might, it's not by my power, but the power of the Holy Spirit. That is what you need. The Holy Spirit to help you with, to help you to have self-control over the flesh desires and the temptations that you're going through, because it will help you throughout your life. The second subtitle, recommended verses is Psalms chapter 7, verse 11, and then Romans. Let me tell you about Romans. Romans is an amazing book. It's absolutely my favorite book in the Bible. And what is recommended is Romans 1:18, then Romans 2:5, then Romans 9:22. I am telling you, read those verses. The book of Romans is basically based on how you should live your life as a Christian, and there's certain evidence very important to back it up. Even the book of Ephesians, very important. But let me go back in track. So this subsection is God's wrath is his control and righteous anger against sin. Now listen, God is just and he is patient towards the sinners. God loves us. God loves his people. Sure, he'll be angry when we sin. Sure, he's angry on the certain things that we do in life. Sure, what he's angry when we don't listen to him and we don't do anything, but he is overjoyed. He is overglad. He is so, so happy when we go back to him and ask for forgiveness, when we repent, because he will not give the final judgment right away, but he gives time for us to repent and to turn away from our sins, because we have the free will to where we want, and we choose to follow Jesus, but then we need to be able to choose to repent over our sins, because we know it's not the life that we want to live, it's the way that we want to live through God. And if you're not living through God, then how can you bring yourself in certain situations, in certain lives? Like, I know without God, I wouldn't be able to be in university. I wouldn't be able to capture that course. I wouldn't be able to pass my year. Oh my gosh. The way I passed this year, glory to God. But let's get back on track. Okay. So the last subsection is based on Hebrews 4:15, but then it's also based on the story of Jesus. So I recommend on reading the book of Matthew and the book of Luke, and you'll basically see how Jesus actually shown self-control. Like, he is the model that we need to follow. Like, he was tempted just like the rest of us, but regardless, he was without sin. He was without any faults. He has no flaws, no nothing, which is amazing. Imagine being able to live in this world on earth without flaws, without sin, just pure, purely pure. Can you imagine? That would be amazing. But we know that there are a lot of things happening in this world that could be hard. That's why we need to be able to go back to God. Whenever we sin, we'll go back to God. Whenever we feel like it's hard for us. But you know, like I said, God will be able to help us. God will be able to take us out of that situation. Amen. So, the reason why Jesus is related with God, because we know that with the Trinity, we got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, the Son is Jesus, the Son of God. So Jesus is very important, because when you follow the model of Jesus, it's like you're living a life where it's unexplainable. But I think if you get it, you get it. If you don't, then pray about it. That's what I can say. But here are the certain parts, the main parts where Jesus have shown self-control. So number one, he resisted the temptations of Satan in the desert. So when he spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, just praying, fasting, imagine fasting for that long. That is obviously the work of God, because in this world, please. But being able to resist the temptations that Satan was throwing at Jesus was like, turn the stone into bread, then you will live forever. And then Jesus came out like, man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. You see his retaliation. You see, when we're in that situation where something is happening, we need to be able to retaliate. We need to be able to throw scripture at them, you know, because like I said, the devil hates it when you learn things of God, when you read the word, when you listen to worship, when you listen to gospel, when you are doing anything of God. The devil hates it. But what he hates the most is when we voice out the scriptures, especially when you're praying. Because when you speak out the scripture, it's like you're not speaking, God is speaking through you. through those scriptures. And it's like, it's so powerful. It might not sound powerful, but spiritually it's so powerful. That's why it's important to read the word. It's so important to know your scriptures. You don't have to know it word by word, but you need to know and understand what the scripture entails, because especially when you're praying based on that scripture, you need to, you know, meditate the scripture, understand the scripture, then pray through the scripture to understand. Other words is when he was driving out money changers from the temple, like he was so shocked to see people were selling stuff and there were tax collectors everywhere. But he said in one of the scriptures, he said that this is a house of God. Why are you doing these things in the house of God? I believe that's what it is. I'm probably wrong. It's in Matthew 21 verse 12 to 13. I might be wrong, but you know, not everyone is perfect. But it's very, the way he had self-control in terms of like not even like go off at them, like, oh, why are you doing the da-da-da, like going fights and all that, you know, we're not, you can't do that. But being able to be calm and then just, you know, to declare it to the people, why are you doing this, why do you think this is acceptable, those kind of things. The next one is in the garden of, I struggle with that word, in the garden of Gethsemane, I believe that's how you say it, but I apologize, God, if I said it wrong. When he chose God's will over his own will. Matthew 26 verse 36 to 46. Now we know that God's way is the best way. We know God's will is the best will. The book says in Jeremiah 29:11, the plan that you have for me is a plan to be good. It's a good life. It's successful. It's to make us happy. So why not pick God's will over our will? I mean, we know that we have the free will. However, the free will is dedicated to whether we choose God or not. That's it. Because we choose God, we choose God's will. Now, I know it's hard because you need to be able to control yourself in terms of like how to choose God's will, how to follow the plans of have of God. And all I can say is just through meditation. Like, take a book in the Bible and just meditate. Like, I remember when I was meditating the book of Ruth, and it was so much into detail, like I fully understood it, of what Ruth was going through, Ruth and Naomi actually, and how if I was in that situation, would I be able to have the strong faith like Ruth did? You know, it's those kind of things that make you think, it makes you wonder, but it makes to help you improve your spiritual life. Another thing is when Jesus got arrested or at his trial, like he didn't even try to ask for help, he didn't even try to defend himself. He's like, I'm gonna take it as it is. And he didn't fight. He was like, he knows that it's in his plan, it's in his mission to do this, even though it was harsh, even though he was very rude. But he did it because he knows his mission. Like, even at the Last Supper, when Jesus betrayed him with the kiss on his cheek, Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, but he still went against it. He still had the control and went forward. Like, he could have saved himself. He didn't have to die on the cross. And that's the last one. He didn't have to die on the cross, but he chose to. And he forgave everyone. Like, there's a scripture when he says, forgive those for they don't know for what they're doing. And he forgave everyone, every single sin, because he took our sin. He took every single person in the world, our sin, and forgave everyone. And that is interesting. Like, I know me myself, I have some problems with some certain people that I haven't been able to forgive, but I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that I will be able to forgive them one day. It's very important to forgive, because without that forgiveness, it's like something is missing within you. It's very important, very important to forgive. And I pray that if you have any burdens from someone, or someone has done you dirty, I know it's hard, I know it's hard, but you know God is love. God loves all of his children. So if he is able to forgive everyone, then why can't you? And it's a case where, like, have that self-control not to burst out of anger, but to be able to forgive those who have done you wrong. And then, you know, just leave them alone. Like, you don't need to socialize with them again. So it's all work well through your glory. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the episode. So that was the first section of the fruit of self-control. And I just want to repeat the statement again, because just in case if you're forgetting it, but it's very important that you remember it. So the statement is, I will grow in self-control as I allow the Spirit to subdue my desires. Please, please meditate these Bible verses that I'm going to put in the descriptions, because I feel like it's very important, like, just to know about the different areas of self-control, and it will help you in life. It will help your spiritual life, and it will help your physical life. And, you know, keep in touch with the fruit of the Spirit, and to be a model like Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I pray that you all are blessed. I pray that everything goes well in your favor. And I pray that any fleshly desires that tries to take over your life, it will not take over in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Love you. And talk to you next time. Bye.